Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Yeah, kind of chuckling because I was telling Jason I figured it out, and I did. It's been bothering me. It's been driving me, you know, partially crazy. And why is this happening? What am I talking about? I'm talking about the voltage. Why am I seeing in our kitchen the voltage between 123.7 volts at the low to, you know, just bumping up to 125 volts? Way too high. Why am I seeing that? I figured it out. So I'll share. It'll take me a while to describe. And then why is Bert seeing 70 volts in California? 70? Why? I figured it out. I really did. And it'll take me probably a segment or two to explain. So we'll do that. I guess we'll do that tomorrow. I don't want to impinge on Gwyneth's time. Jason, thank you for engineering. Gwyneth is with us live in Australia, where, under the dome of royalty, one gal is destroying almost single-handedly the monarchy. Welcome, Gwyneth.
Hello there, Vincent. How are you this morning?
I want to apologize. Yeah, yesterday when you called, you could have heard the hammering of impact tools and the compressor in the background. And I was in the middle of a job and I couldn't leave it. And our son and I were working on the equipment. I know. Were you able to hear all that noise?
Yeah, I could. That's fine. I don't mind.
All right, so I want to apologize. In class, it's getting a little difficult for me to get to the phone, even hear the phone sometimes, because either I'm not there, I'm working on the forum, and yesterday we had 65-degree weather. It was incredible. Now, the problem with that, of course, is the plants have no clue what's going on. They don't know that the government's going to turn off the warm weather, you know, in a couple of days. They don't know that. So we had this, 65 degrees, it's winter. I am concerned about the fruit trees. I'm concerned about them thinking it's blossom time and then wiping out the entire crop of fruit. Not for just us, but for everybody. Gwyneth, am I saying things that aren't true?
No, that's right. And meanwhile here, it's been, earlier on in the week, we had our typical baking hot summer weather, which is normal for us to have, you know, baking hot summer weather. You go outside, you feel like you're in an oven. That's completely normal. And bone dry, except if you've got a dam or something like that. But then it clouded over. We had somebody flew across in a plane, and this trail appeared behind the plane. And everything clouded over. And then you had thunderstorms. And you had a shower of rain. And thunderstorms, they do happen sometimes here in the middle of summer. But we had probably 5 or 10 millimeters of rain. So it was like, maybe quarter inch. A bit less than a quarter of an inch of rain. And, over a period of about 12 hours, so not all at once, but that is not really usual for this time of year. Normally, like I said, we get about between 3 and 5 months of no rain whatsoever. And for us to, you know, for this to happen, and like I say, it just happened to be after the guy, you know, a few days after the guy flew across, and he had an airplane, and he sprayed something out the back, and there we go. It's amazing, isn't it? Unseasonal weather for you and unseasonal weather for me, except in the opposite direction. Who knew?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. Brought to you by governments working together to manipulate, change the weather. And, you know, no matter how you look at it, class, the temperature of the globe is increasing. Okay? But then we have these storms, like these massive freeze downs, like -7 here in Missouri weeks ago, and the temperature plummeted. We lost a calf. Our neighbors lost a calf. What happens is the mama cows don't know what to do. They panic. Their internal clock fails, and they give birth in freezing cold weather, sub-zero weather. And then that brand new calf that's soaking wet freezes to death in the middle of the night. That's the kind of thing that happens. So we have trees that have died, really nice trees. They've died. They've become firewood. It's all over. This weather manipulation is all over. So if you look at the general trend, you will see that the temperature of the planet is rising, rising, rising. We've destroyed the atmosphere. Elon Musk is putting more rockets, boring more holes into space. He's not the only billionaire who's ruining the planet for his own personal greed. There are others as well. Jeff Bezos is involved with rocketry. And you know, Gwyneth, here's an interesting thing. Elon Musk thinks that we can colonize Mars. There is zero protection against cosmic rays on Mars. There's no atmosphere on Mars. There's no ozone layer. There is no protection against gamma rays on Mars that I know of. And maybe I'm confused, but I don't think so. And if you forget your toothbrush, you know, when you're leaving to go to Mars, you're not getting another one. Whatever you don't bring with you, you're not getting. It's, to me, we should be protecting our planet. This is where we live. This is it for all of us, really. This is it. And to not protect what we have, if these billionaires actually wanted to do some good, they would stop the yacht race. They would stop racing to see who could build the biggest yacht. They'd stop that. And they would embark on humanitarian efforts. And I'm not talking about vaccines to kill people. I'm talking about recycling, reusing, reducing, educating people so that they don't think it's okay to throw their trash out the window. They don't think it's okay to throw the trash in the ocean. They don't think it's, you know, in Arizona, water is in really short supply. And one town had the water shut off, literally, by a neighboring town that supplied water. So the big town shut off the water for the little town. So what are people doing? Well, heck, to save water, they don't wash their dishes. They eat on paper plates. Now think about this. Is it better to use some water to wash paper, to wash dishes? Or is it better to kill trees and make paper plates out of them and then throw the paper plates away? What is it better to do? And do you use utensils? What's commonly called silverware, which is not silver, it would be stainless or flatware. Would it be better to use plasticware and not wash it and throw it away, and paper plates and not throw it away, and excuse me, is it better to use paper plates, throw them away, and is it better to use plasticware and throw it away than to use some amount of water to wash dishes and wash the flatware? We have joined and embraced insanity. And the people who are the movers and shakers, they're worried about too many of us. Well, okay, I think there are too many of us too. So how about learning not to, how about not incentivizing breeding? How about not rewarding people for having more and more and more and more puppies? Or hatchlings? Or children? How about doing that?
How about,
but we're not, they're not doing that, Gwyneth.
Mm-hmm. How about this thing? Why don't they lead by example?
Yeah.
Why
okay,
don't
so
that?
You're talking about building it, building it. I think I got what you.
Match.
I think I have what you're saying. You're saying they should build a monument, a really tall monument to themselves, with a diving board on the top. Right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But,
yeah, and
you know,
they can.
Oh, sorry.
And they can, we've got a delay. So anyway, so this monument would they could actually have it engraved, you know, and they could say on such and such a date, so and so left by example. Yeah.
How many manor houses and palaces and castles does the king own? We can say king now, okay? They're all heated 24/7, 365 days a year, when he's not there. And their excuse as well is to keep the art and the antiques in good order. Here's something that I want to educate the king and all his men on. Prior to the 20th century, no central air conditioning. And these palaces and mansions and castles, many of them are 500 and 600 years old. And they did perfectly well before the 20th century. Mid-20th century air conditioning and central heating became a thing. Before, nobody had it. Okay? And what happened to the other 450 years of these castles' history? What happened then, huh? The antiques and the artwork and all the rest of it were fine for hundreds and hundreds of years. You know, and they'll say, oh, yes, but the humidity, you know, it was slowly degrading. Then we'll let the humidity slowly degrade it. Let it go the way of all the world, gradually, you know. And you're preserving it. And then meanwhile, there's families that are literally starving and freezing to death in Britain because they can't afford their grocery bills and their utility bills. So their gas, their electric, their hot water, and so on. They're literally dying of hypothermia in their homes. I don't know if I sent you that email. I think I did send it.
Well, it's clear that that's happening. It's happening in the United States as well. We'll be right back.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
And Ron Allen. Ron Allen is his name, and he is the announcer for USA Prepares. You just heard him with the rejoiner. He's been on the air with us when we did an anatomy of commercials, you know, several times, and I have to tell you that that commercial that you just heard in his voice, Mom, I want pizza, we want pizza tonight, that one, that's world class. Absolutely brilliant. And I want to thank Ron Allen. So he was an inspiration to me. He was, when I first started broadcasting on Genesis Communications Network, he gave me some pointers. And then one day he said, hey, Vin, it's time for you to get a new microphone. And the Shure SM58, it's time for you to move up to an Electro Voice microphone. That's what I've been using for probably 10 years. Anyway, that's Ron Allen, and if you have a business and you decide that you'd like to learn more about radio, you can contact Genesis Communications Network. You can drop my name if you want, and or if you want to send me an email, I'll point you in the right direction. I don't get paid, class, but there's several endorsements that I think are just worthy of endorsing. Endorsing means I support. I have learned that the product or the service is up to my standards, and it works, and it's the best in class, those I will endorse. And I don't get paid, and I don't look to get paid, but the commercial that I did about SaveGCN.com, I just did that because I wanted to. Nobody said, hey, Vinny, would you do this? I just did it. I wrote it, produced it, sent it off to GCN, and it was on the air within, I don't know, hours, literally. And so I'm endorsing Genesis Communications Network. They're the only guys, and gals who haven't fired me. The only ones. Can you believe that? And Ron Allen, if you want his services, I can point you in the right direction. So just send me an email. Instructor@usapreparers.com. And I'll put you in touch with the guys and gals that can make it happen. I don't get commission. I don't want commission. I don't do this for money. I only do this for the same reason that all of your instructors, such as Gwyneth, do this. Because we believe it's the right thing to do, and we're trying to slow down the demolition of many countries in the world, the United States, Australia, England. We're trying to slow it down. We're not going to be able to stop it, but we're going to try to slow it down and try to get you to the point where, as this continues, you'll be in a better place than those who don't pay attention to the destruction that's happening right in front of our eyes. And here's just a simple example. There's a gal in the U.S. Congress, and her name is Sheila Jackson Lee, Democrat, Texas. And she has a bill in Congress that will make it against the law for you to say things that can be considered against those who are not white. Say things that are not against those who are not white. You won't be able to say anything. You won't be able to say anything about a ball team, basketball, football, and mention anything about anybody that's not white. I'm not saying degrading things. I'm just saying you're not going to be able to mention anything about people who are not white. This is crazy. As a matter of fact, radio, as you enjoy it, classes, as we teach, they're going to go away. We won't be able to say very much without being arrested for hate speech. And I'm not saying we're white supremacists, because we're not. But we tell it like it is. You know, if there's a crime perpetrated in a store in New York City, let's say it's a flash mob. Flash mob comes in, they slash and crash and bash and bust and burn, and they steal everything in sight and leave the store a mess. And a person's asked, so can you describe the gang? Well, they're a bunch of people. Okay. Were they white? Were they Chinese? Were they Indians? Can't say. Because I don't want to be arrested. Can you imagine that? That's where we're headed.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
USA News Update. The United States in recent months transferred hundreds of thousands of artillery shells from its ammunition stockpiles in Israel to Ukraine. The ammunition is part of the U.S. weapons stockpile in warehouses on Israeli soil as part of an agreement between our two nations. Abbas Galiamov, a political analyst who once worked as a speechwriter for Russian President Vladimir Putin, announced on YouTube the Russian leader will retire this year. United States Air Force retired Brigadier General Blaine Holt on Newsmax explains why it's important for Putin to choose his successor.
You had better pick your successor, and you had better pick someone who you think will protect your interests and allow you to live a retirement life. Otherwise, you could find yourself retiring in a much more meaningful way.
NFL playoffs continue this weekend with two games on Saturday and two games on Sunday. Lance Pry, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot
days? Take
my new gummy feet for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAprepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Finelli.
Gwyneth, everything's broken. Everything is broken.
Yep.
I got an email from Kathy, and she took a picture of Quaker Oats. You know, the regular round canister of Quaker Oats that they sell in the store, at least in the United States, that's how they sell them. It's the standard package. And they used to be $1.79. I'm talking like 2 years ago, maybe 2.5, 3 years ago. $6.09 for Quaker Oats. Now, yeah, that's a brand. It's a major brand, probably the major brand, but $6.09. And then the United States government is telling us inflation is like 6.5%. You know, we ought to rejoice because it's only 6.5%. It's not 6.5%. It's like a minimum of 20 to 25% minimum. And when they, and when the government picks the items to figure out what inflation is, they keep throwing out the expensive ones. You know, the ones that keep going up and up and up, they throw them out. You know, and the consumer basket that used to be a measure of inflation used to have steak in it. They took the steak out and put hamburger in it. And they said, well, hamburger is equivalent to steak. Really? Not if you go to pay for it. If you go to the checkout and you say, no, you got this wrong. This isn't steak. This is hamburger, because the government says they're the same. They're equivalent. You're likely to be arrested. Gwyneth, everything's broken. Can you, do you agree, or do you think there's something that's not broken?
No, I agree. And with regard to grocery store prices, I don't often go to the grocery store these days. But my son gave me a gift card for one of the local supermarkets. So I said, oh, thank you very much, son, you know. And I wasn't expecting that. It was just sort of unexpected, but good. So I went to the grocery store. He gave me a lift to the grocery store. And he said, there you go, Mum. I was, oh, gee, thanks, son. And I, at the end of my shopping trip for this $135 grocery store gift card, I had two medium-sized boxes of shopping. And that was it. And I was like, you're going to be kidding me. I got, like, butter or buttery. They call it buttery blend. So because I don't have a fridge, and because it's in a tub. Otherwise, if it's in a cake, then it melts all over my cupboard in the summer heat. So it's got a vegetable oil mixing with it. And, you know, I went to get the cheese, and, you know, a couple of years back, 2 or 3 years back, cheese was about $5 for 24 slices of the wrap cheese. And once again, I buy the wrap sandwich cheese because I don't have a fridge, and that stuff keeps me a cupboard for maybe a year. That regular cheese goes hard, and unless you have it in the fridge. But it, instead of $5, it was $10, and it's gone up that amount in about 2 years. I was absolutely gobsmacked. And just everything was more expensive, you know. Porridge oats used to be about 50 or 80 cents or something. Now they're $1.30. You know, this is for a 1 kilogram bag. So about, I don't know, 2.5 pounds or something like that. I'm not sure, 2.4 pounds or something. But when I was with my son, he had his other half with him. So they, the thing is that we're a Scottish family, and in the Scottish culture, they've got a deep historical rebellion against English marriage laws. And a lot of people of Scottish background, they have the de facto thing just as a part of the culture. And, you know, so that's, I'm not too worried about that, is what I'm saying. But what's, and they're devoted to each other. That's the most important thing. But his girlfriend, or his other half, she does dressage. And my son rides horses. So we're a whole family of horse riders. And I said to my son's lady, I said, have you noticed that there's something wrong with the horses? And she said, yeah. And I said, do you know what it is? I said, just, when I was your age, pretty well all the horses were fine. You could get on them, you know, maybe they'd have some problems, but they were okay. You could ride them. Now, they're all screwed. You get home and you don't know what you're getting. And I just said, yeah, I've noticed that. They're not like they used to be. And I said, well, I'm going to pray to God for an answer. And I did. And the answer that I got was, it's not the horses. It's the people. The horses are just reacting to the people around them. And that each horse is a reflection of its owner, or the person who rides it, or the person who is around it most often. And I was just watching this YouTube video of this, this horse trainer or horse breaker, and he had this completely wild Mustang or wild horse, Australian wild horse, that was a Brumby or a Whaler, rather than a Mustang, but same thing. And completely wild Brumby stallion, or Whaler stallion, wild horse stallion, fresh off the mountain, brought in, put in a corral, put in a round yard with the other stallions, and he called his stallion yard the bullpen. You separate out the stallions because they're a little bit easier to handle if they feel that they're defending a bunch of mares. So he separates out all the stallions, and he had this stallion, and he was training it, and you would not. You would be absolutely astounded. He had a timer where he was timing the training of the stallion, and he was doing it in sections, and then he would go away and do something else, or the next day, or there'd be a storm and he'd have to cut the lesson short or whatever. Do you know how long it took for him to get the stallion from completely wild, bush, mature stallion of about 6 or 7 years old to under the saddle, bridle, completely safe to ride? Guess how long it took, Vincent?
I'm anxious to hear.
4 hours total training. And I watched the whole thing. And I went, huh? And it was 4 hours over 3 or 4 days. So he would train the horse for like 20 minutes, and then he would do something else, and then stop the video, and then come back, and then turn it back on, and said, okay, well, I went in for a cup of tea, and I'm back. He's had 20 minutes to think about what I just did. And we're getting started again. And he filmed the whole training of the stallion, except for maybe 5 or 10 minutes where he was doing same old, same old. So, for instance, he would be doing something that's highly repetitive. He'd say, listen, I'm going to just cut out for this. And then he'd come back and he'd tell you, well, I spent an extra 5 minutes bagging the horse down or whatever. And at the end of it, you had a completely docile riding horse. And by this time, I'm watching this 4-hour video of this man starting off the stallion. My jaw was hanging on the ground. And I thought, that is absolutely amazing. Now, this person, it was obvious that he had his, as you would say in the US, he had his sixes together, and he was somewhere in outback Australia. I'm not sure exactly where. He sounded like he was probably a Queenslander, but or maybe, I think it probably was Queensland, but country Queensland, not the urban part. But it was amazing. He was a man who had his stuff together, who got a horse, a completely wild, utterly untamed, never been touched, freshen from the hills. Bush stallion. Not a mare, not a gelding, a mature 6 or 7 year old stallion with all his fishing gear and tackle intact. That is the hardest horse to break. That is the hardest horse to start. Because they are king of the hill and they know it. And
well, it's not, I'm trying to understand what you're saying. Are you saying that there was brutality involved to get this horse to go from wild to docile in half a day?
No. No brutality whatsoever. He made this horse his partner.
Oh, okay, I got it.
He made this horse his friend. And he said, other people, they get roads, they get this, they get that, they get the other, they have this device, that device, the other device. He said, what I do is I get into its skull. I get into its mind and I become his friend. And from then on, he will do anything for me.
Okay, so I think what you're saying is that the other horses, the ones that are unpredictable, are unpredictable. And correct me if I'm wrong, but they appear to be unpredictable because someone gets on their back and they go, who are you? And the person climbing on the horse says, I'm your owner. And the horse says, I hardly ever see you. I don't know who you are. So it's like having a dog. It's like having a dog that lives at somebody else's house and you get to pet him once in a while and he still doesn't know who you are because he doesn't live with you. He doesn't spend time with you. And so, class, I can tell you with 100% certainty that what Gwyneth is talking about actually works, because if you decide to see our campground and if you decide to be our guest and you see our cows, you'll see us call them. And they come running over. They like us. They love us. Because we are their friends. And we take care of them. And we don't beat them. We're nice to them. And it really works. And it works with children, too. Herman's on the line. We'll be right back with you.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Yeah, Gwyneth's with us live in Australia. Herman in Nevada, welcome, Herman. Herman, are you there?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, hello. Now I can, yes.
Okay, great. So, yeah, I had it on mute, sorry. So, good day, Gwyneth and Vincent. So, quick 60-second horrible Herm school of hard knocks. I want to address what you were talking about earlier because there's some relevant stuff, but on reverse psychology, dealing through these hard times of nothing works, everything's broken, everything's going up, everything looks so bad, and I refer back to Dr. Norm Shealy and Sergey, this is all by design. It's designed to upset us, to make us upset. We have our own personal family struggles and dramas. Vincent, you're going through them. Norm has. I certainly have. We all do. Gwyneth, for sure, times 10. So this is all by design to add and make worse what we're already struggling with, and it's by design. And that's why we have to realize if we let all the exterior things in our world affect us, like the cherry on the cake, and make us have a shorter or more unhappy life, then they win. Okay, they win. So we have to keep that in mind. Go ahead.
Let me address that. Okay. I really like the idea of detaching. I really do. As a matter of fact, I had a doctor's appointment with Sergey, and we talked about detaching.
That was right
and
after
I said
mine.
To Dr. Sergey, yeah, right after yours.
Yeah, I had an hour and a half with Sergey. Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, yeah. And so I had a wonderful appointment, and we talked about detaching. And I said, there's certain things that I can detach from, and that's real easy. But there's certain things I cannot detach from. So, for example, if I go to the store and I want to buy a bunch of bags of whatever, from the farmers cooperative, and it used to cost $10 and now it costs $20. If I don't have the $20, I can't detach from the price increase. I cannot do that. I mean, I can't say, yeah, but what about my vibe? You know, what about my great vibe? Doesn't that count for something?
Yes.
How about I'm smiling?
Can
doesn't
I interject
that,
though? Yes.
I'm detached. Doesn't that help?
Yes. Can I interject?
You're going to tell me.
Vincent,
they're going to tell me to take a hike.
Mind over matter. You, that's where, yes, you're exactly right. Let me give an example. We put shopping centers up for sale in Las Vegas. They're beautiful centers, built in 85, so we do a lot of maintenance to keep them up. We got nothing but tire kickers and looky-loos. I call, and we're brokers. We don't do it for a living, but we were all of our careers in law and real estate and the whole thing. So I said, pull everything off the market, and I bet we get tons of offers all cash. That happened. So there's workarounds. We have to use reverse psychology. We have to do things. Let me give you one of the things I wasn't going to bring up to the end. You know, I took the cattle panels, daisy chained them together, flipped them upside down like an upside down U, double 6 mil the visqueen plastic to make greenhouses. I didn't go in them for 3 weeks. It's been pouring in Nevada. We went in yesterday. I went in with my ranch hand. There's a lush little mini rainforest in there. So I have full everything from Swishard to there's all kinds of stuff growing up like it was the beginning of spring because it's a microclimate now. It actually, during the day, it heats up and the condensation gets on the top of the plastic and it drips down back in rain and the rest of the water that did hit the ground percolates through the soil. So there's something that works around it. So now I don't have to go buy my spinach and my greens at the grocery store in the winter. I've got it all growing. So that's a workaround to your $20 situation. But let me just jump through a couple of things and then I'll get off the air so you can talk. Luke Cassidy and I are having terrible trouble with AT&T. They want to withdraw all of their copper wire from the rurals. FCC won't let them. They say, well, there's plenty of cellular wireless, but there isn't. Even in my area, the cell towers aren't that great. That's why I have satellite phones. But Lou and I have been going through this. Today I meet with some people at corporate at AT&T, and they've openly said, we only want wireless and U-verse fiber. We're not going to support the rules. And since the FCC won't let us pull out, we're going to make your life so miserable that you'll cancel your account. And that is where we're going. So we do a workaround, and that's what you teach. That's the five-minute university. Keep what you have working. And like I said, you remind me of all the things I need to know to do. But we have to look at the bright side of stuff and not focus on the negativity. By the way, I have a quick question. I want to hear your answer. You talked about Mars having no atmosphere for terraforming it. And I think that we've been lied to by NASA, never a straight answer, forever. Because when they sent the last space mission to Mars, they had a counter-rotating rotor blade helicopter. They flew around. How do you do that in no atmosphere?
Well, that sounds like it'd be pretty darn impossible unless you have anti-gravity devices on those counter-rotating or rotating blades. Okay? But it seems to me that everything I learned, there is no atmosphere there. And the temperature is a lot different from here. Bottom line is, it would take a lot of effort to support life on Mars as compared to just opening your back door and walking outside here on Earth. And as far as the copper workaround for DSL or landlines, I don't know of one. I can't make one. I cannot make a telephone network that lets me call anybody I want to call. I can't do it. We'll be right back.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.